Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating preoperative history and physical on patient Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, first name Rudolph, R-U-D-O-L-P-H, the date of birth 01-30-1953, date of evaluation 01-18-2013, the referring physician is Dr. Warren Strudwick. The chief complaint, 59-year-old male referred for preoperative evaluation. The HPI, the patient is a 59-year-old African-American male with history of right knee injury secondary to repetitive motion injury, period. He was first evaluated by Dr. Strudwick in approximately September 2012. The patient was felt to require surgery to include right total knee replacement, period. He is now seen preoperatively, period. He currently denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. Past medical history, hypertension, next number Gouty arthritis, next number right eye surgery secondary to trauma, next number correction past surgical history, right eye surgery secondary to trauma, next number left knee surgery in 1974. Medications, lisinopril, 20 milligrams on daily, allopurinol, unknown dose daily, NARCO 5/325, 1 TID PRN, indomethacin, unknown dose PRN, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother and father, correction, mother with congestive heart failure, and history of valve surgery. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking. He notes occasional alcohol use. He further notes marijuana use. Review of systems. The constitutional. The patient denies fatigue, fever, or weight loss, skin unremarkable, eyes normal, air is normal, respiratory, there is no cough, shortness of breath, or hemoptysis, cardiac, no chest pain, orthopnea, or paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, gastrointestinal, no hematochezia, melanoma, or abdominal pain, genital urinary, no frequency, urgency, or dysuria. The review of systems is otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 148/99, pulse of 83, respiratory rate of 20, height 70 inches, weight 176.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEENT, head is atraumatic, nomocephalic, pupil round, reactive to light and accommodation, sclera is clear, extraocular muscles are intact. Fundoscopic examination demonstrates evidence of copper wiring, end quote, period. Oral cavity demonstrates mild oropharyngeal erythema. Dental implants noted to be present. Oral cavity otherwise unremarkable. Neck is supple. There is no adenopathy. There is no thyrotomegaly present. Respiratory. The chest demonstrates normal excursion. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Cardiovascular regular rate and rhythm with normal S1 and S2. There is no S3 or S4. There is no increased jugular venous distension present. B. GI, bowel sounds are noted to be normally active. No masses or tenderness noted. No organomegaly present. Back, no costal vertebral angle tenderness is noted. Extremities, no cyanosis, clubbing, or edema is present. The musculoskeletal, the left knee demonstrates a well-healed vertical scar. Right knee tenderness to palpation is noted at the medial and lateral medial and lateral joint lines, period. The patella is noted to be tender on palpation, period. The impression, this is a 59-year-old male who is scheduled for a right total knee replacement. He has history of hypertension and is currently on lisinopril, period. Despite the same, his blood pressure was noted to be minimally elevated, period. The patient was subsequently started on metoprolol 25 milligrams 1 TO daily. This had been added to his medical regimen. He is otherwise medically stable and is cleared for his procedure. Recommendation, patient is medically cleared, may proceed with right total knee replacement as surgically indicated. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.